Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey, hey, Energizer, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity here, joining you in this episode of the Daily Energize podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for subscribing and following. If you have already pressed those buttons and follow and subscribe, I appreciate you. If you haven't yet, why not click those buttons so you don't miss a single episode? And, you know, because we got some cool stuff coming your way, and hopefully you find some good, valuable content out of our shows. I just appreciate you taking time out of your day to join me. So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Today's episode is all about transitions. Transitions in our life. Because guess what? We all of us, you, me, your parents, your friends, your neighbors, your everyone that we know, is going to experience transitions. Now, you've already experienced some in your life, right? From going, maybe you remember this, maybe you don't, from not going to school to going to school. I don't remember not going to school. I don't have my memory that far back. So, okay, school life, right? But even transitions between summer break and then school, right? That's again be a transition. But even bigger transitions, let's say from school, whether high school into the workforce or college into the workforce, that's a transition. It's a big transition for a lot of folks, right? The different things going from, okay, I'm in the classroom all the time, or I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm doing these different things, to, okay, now I have a full-time job. Now I'm doing these things, that thing, and the other things, like, okay, how am I chasing my passions? How am I meeting my obligations? How am I still able to hang out with family and friends? And, right, it's a transition. Some people make that transition seem seamless. Others struggle with it. And that's okay, right? We're not here to judge anyone, but just something to be aware of. Think about the different transitions you have experienced in your life. How did they go for you? Were they smooth? Or were they a little bumpy? How did you manage to work through that? If it was smooth, cool. What made it smooth? What made it easy? If it was bumpy, well, what made it bumpy? And how could you make it smoother? Now, one transition some of us have already had and some haven't is retirement. It can be a big transition. Going from the classroom all the time to going to the workforce. But now you're going from working to having all this open and free time. Holy cow, right? What a big change of pace. And for some people, they have all the free time in the world, right? They have nothing going on. Other people, they keep themselves really busy, right? They schedule things, they have groups, they have meetings, they have friends, they have family, they have projects they're working on, charities they're doing things for. They keep themselves busy. Again, awesome. One thing that we have seen again and again with a variety of different research are the people who retire who have things to look forward to, who have things to do, they live longer and they live more fulfilled lives. So something to think about, right? To see what can you do after you retire, or maybe you are already retired. What can you do to keep you moving forward, to keep you feeling young? Now, one of the things that I notice a lot of people do is they struggle to dream. Like, what would you love to do when you retire? Or if you are retired, what would you love to do? And some people struggle with it. They're not sure. They're not sure what they enjoy doing. So I get it. It's okay. Again, no judgment. So if that's you or wherever you are in life, if you're like, I don't know what I enjoy doing. Okay, I go to work. I have my family. But what do I enjoy? Maybe you struggle with that. And so if that's you, and however that where you are in life, I invite you to think back to when you were a kid. What did you enjoy doing when you were a kid? Is it going camping? Is it reading? Is it, building things? Whatever it is, think of how you can do that as an adult. And then start trying those things. going back to the things you enjoyed doing as a kid and try them again as an adult. You might realize that you love it just as much as you did as a kid. And it's like, oh my gosh, a rediscovered passion that you forgot about. Or maybe you realize, hey, I enjoyed this as a kid, and it's fine, but it doesn't fire you up anymore. It doesn't energize you. And that's okay, too. So you could check out that's one way, right, to see what you did as a kid. Other things you can do, and I caution you with this one, is to see what other people are doing, what other people enjoy, and then sample them and try to figure it out. The reason I caution you is because it's easy to get into the comparison game when you do this, to see, oh, well, what are they doing? Well, they're really enjoying it. Why don't I enjoy it? And then you can start beating yourself up. And that's not what this is for. It's just to get ideas, right? Different things to do. Google's a great friend, right? You can Google, like, oh, different things to do in this area, or different things people love to do, right? Great hobbies to have. I don't know, something like that, right? Google can be your friend. And if you're struggling with transitions, a changing in life, there's some great books out there. Just, again, hit up Google and look up some books on transitions and see if any of those resonate with you and can help you as we transition. Because guess what? We are all going to face transitions. We all already have in many ways, right? From not having kids to having kids to empty nesters to going to school, to workforce, to retirement, and many, many more. It's okay. Transitions are part of life, part of this human journey. So let's not dread them. Let's see how we can work through them and really make the best of it. Because that's what we're here to do. To learn, to grow, and to shine our light as bright as we can. So let's keep shining. And let's learn and grow through these transitions. All right. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining me today. And let's go crush and conquer the transitions we are bound to face in our life. All right. Have an awesome day, and I will catch you later. Did you know that my mindset used to be absolute crap? Yeah, it was. I was not always the prince of positivity looking for the silver linings that I am today. That wasn't me. It was horrible. I was beating myself up. I was telling myself I was worthless, that I had to prove myself, that I wasn't good enough. Over the years, I learned how to change that and do the work to make me the prince of positivity, the beam of light that I feel I am today. But this isn't about me. I want to help you, because maybe you are struggling with your mindset. So I created this PDF just for you about the 5 ways I ruined my mindset. And in there, I talk about the 5 ways I ruined my mindset and how I changed it, in hopes that it can help you change yours. If you are ready to change your mindset, to have a total upgrade and feel fan-freaking-tastic, come get your copy of The 5 Ways I Ruined My Mindset today. You can get your copy absolutely free at my website. Just go to www.spencermjones.com. That's SpencerMJones.com. And then click on Join the Energizers. And not only will I send you the copy of The 5 Ways I Ruined My Mindset, I will share stories and tips through my newsletter with you of how you can continue rocking your mindset and living your life to the max. So now you don't only get this amazing podcast, you get tips, tricks to help you on your journey. So thank you for being here. Check it out and let's grow your mindset. Let's make it freaking awesome. All right, get your copy today. SpencerMJones.com.